Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM? Time to get some answers, baby. Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, the truth about happiness. I'm your host, happiness specialist, global happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for sharing the show. Thank you for being here. Happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, but most importantly, a student, ongoing student. I spoke with someone yesterday. Who contacted me, and if you know what, shout out to this. I never say this, but there is an app. It's called the Owl app. OWWLL Owl app, and I'm on that app, and you can download it for free. And if you use my initials RLN, you get $10 to make calls. The point is, that's where I got the call from, and this app. Talk about networking all over the country, but you know I'm not really one to sell anyone on anything. But the Owl app has connected me to so many people across the country. So that's my spiel on that. But let me get back to the show. Oh, so I spoke with this youngster. I say youngster. He was 18 years old, and he was sharing with me some of his challenges. Now, you know what? I had a point, and what was my point? Oh, my point was this. Always a student. I told him, I said, you're 18. I wasn't as conscious. I wasn't as self-aware at 18 years old. You are ahead of the game. Pat, you know, give yourself a standing ovation. This journey, this lifelong journey, looking for, seeking, wanting to feel or wanting to be happy, let me step back just a little bit. Let me be very clear. When I say happiness, when I talk about being happy, I'm talking about a vibration, a personal vibration, a personal energy, a personal state, a personal state in mind, a personal state of mind. So this happiness has nothing to do with anything external. It has nothing to do with, oh, I got this job, or I won the lotto, or I have another title behind my name, or I'm with my partner, my love of my life. I'm not poo-pooing any of that. But this happiness, is what I'm talking about, is an internal state of mind. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. The topic today, I believe I touched on it, but I never highlighted it. Stars versus planets and happiness. But before I get to the topic, let me do a little bit more introduction, especially for my new followers. I get new people following, finding the show all the time. So welcome. Welcome to all the people that have never heard of me before. I get it. Woo! Happiness. The good news about happiness, and again, it is an energy that I'm talking about, because a lot of people have problems with that word, happiness. Happy. I rather use joy. Happy is just fleeting. I get it. But what I'm telling you, I like the word happiness. What I'm telling you, it is an energy. So the good news, oh, excuse me. You know, I'm babysitting my son's kittens for 11 days. What day is this, girl? Day three? Yes, and I'm not a cat person, but don't tell them. Well, you know what I'm going to tell them? Hey, girls, they're right over here under the refrigerator. Girls, I'm not a cat person, but I like you. But anyway, back to the show. Happiness is a practiced skill. Inner peace, contentment, that vibration of contentment is a practiced skill. That means anyone, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you are, I don't care your circumstances, anyone can practice. Anyone can practice. And what is the practice? The practice is eliminating all of those programmed behaviors, putting a spotlight on them, and eliminating the programmed behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness, your contentment, your inner peace. What are some of those behaviors? You already know. And you know what else? I am almost finished with the book, Program for Unhappiness. It's been a long time coming. And yesterday I finally stopped writing. I sat back. I put shoulders down. I took a deep breath in, deep breath out. And then I said, you know what? There's still something I want to add. And I'm going to add a section. It's going to be very, very short, very brief. It's going to be a section about the lies that have been told about happiness. We all know this money doesn't buy happiness. We all get that one. That's an easy one. But actually, some people believe it. Believe that money can help with this contentment. And I've met billionaires. And I've been in contact with the homeless, and is not in contact. And I've met homeless, and believe me, the money is not a factor. I've been around homeless people that are peaceful and content and have a sense of humor, and I've been around billionaires that you can't be more miserable. That's not a judgment. That is a observation. Anyway, back to the show. How do I just start, shot out of a cannon? The number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619, and then just press the number 1, and you'll be able to make a comment, ask a question. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1. Back to the introduction about this happiness thing. Let me give you my definition of happiness. I realize that we are all as different as our fingerprints, and we all are as different as our fingerprints. So your journey is not going to look, feel, smell like my journey. But I guarantee you that your journey, your unique journey, whatever you are encountering, whatever challenge you're having or have had, served you in some way. Now, when you drop your shoulders, deep breath in, deep breath out, you are always being served. I don't care how it feels. I don't care how, Let me give you an example. Nelson Mandela stayed in prison for 27 years. So you are unique, and you are being served. Now, when you start trusting that, believing it and trusting it, and taking a lot of breaths out, you'll feel a shift in your energy. That's just one thing that I practice. Blind trust. In fact, I was talking to someone else, and they were talking about, what are your dreams and your desires, all your desires and your dreams and your wants? Oh, go after what you dream. Dream. Dream high, dream big. You're unlimited. Dreams. But what if what you dream, and who's the one dreaming? Is it a universal dream, or is it coming from the ego? Now, I say ego. Some people don't like that word. Lower consciousness, critical mind, whatever word you want to use is okay with me. I am not attached to any word. I am into the energy. I am into the vibration. You can feel the difference. You can feel it. Close your eyes. You can feel it. So back to my definition of happiness. This is my definition. The ability to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment, regardless of what happening. Regardless of what's happening in the external world, you are able to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment. Now, I realize that even though I am the global specialist, leading global specialist on happiness, oh, yes, I believe that. The practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, if I can do it, you can do it. I don't know if you can hear those sirens. They're coming to take me away. Oh, my, they're coming to take me away. Not yet. Can you come back in about an hour? Yeah, about an hour you can come and take me away, straitjacket all of it. Thank you. Yeah, come back later. My definition of happiness, I already said that, but let me just say it again. The ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what's happening and regardless of what doesn't happen. You know all those expectations. I want this to happen. Oh, that's where I was. Wants and desires. Where are those wants and desires coming from? Who is wanting and who is desiring? What entity is wanting and what entity is desiring? Your universal side or your human ego side? And there's no judgment there. Just be aware of which entity is wanting something more. Back to what I was saying earlier about this wants and desires and, oh, this limits. But what if my ego's wants and desires doesn't align with what the universe wants and desires for me? What do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to win? And let me say this before I go on, because this, you know what? This show, I push buttons, triggers buttons. I'm used to it. In fact, the book that I'm almost finished with, give me maybe two more days, and I'm sending it to the editor. Program for Unhappiness. I already told her. I said you are going to get triggered reading this. Your buttons, well, I'm not going to say are going to. You may be triggered. Your buttons may be pushed. And what are triggers and buttons anyway? All triggers and all buttons come from the past. That means you're remembering something from yesterday. Your ego, your subconscious is stored it away. And yes, I know how to react when this happens. And it's an instant shift, correct? When your buttons are pushed and you're triggered. Have you ever dissected that? Have you ever dissected your triggers? The problem with that is, and I talk about it when I teach the classes, the truth about happiness, the problem is all the work is done in the mirror. And nobody can trigger me. Nobody can push my buttons. It's all my responsibility. I'm saying the triggers and the buttons are a clue to something that's going on. It's just a clue. But it's up to me, it's up to the individual to do some deep digging and root it up. You know, like weeds. You grab some weeds and you pull it out. I'm still working on this customer service trigger, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there because the truth about the triggers and the buttons being pushed is because I'm identifying with this Rebecca L. Norrington, and she's always triggered when A, B, C, or D happens, and her buttons are always pushed when B, C, E happen. Well, no. I'm not going to be a slave to buttons, and I'm not going to be a slave to my triggers. Happiness is a practice skill, and trust me, I'm practicing all of it. So let's get back to today's show. But before I do, hold on a second. Again, the number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Welcome, Wisdom. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Happiness is a state of mind you were born with. Before all of the programming, and I talk about the programming, and I ask a simple question. I ask, do you worry? Yes or no? If you say yes, there's only two reasons why people worry. Number one, it's a program. You were programmed to worry. You were taught to worry. The good news is whatever you learned, you can unlearn. And the second reason why people worry is lack of trust. Just lack of trust. And you don't have to believe in God to trust. Just look back on your life. In fact, this person I talked to yesterday, he was saying that, I don't know about this God thing. I'm a little iffy. And that's okay. All atheists are welcome to, because the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. So the question, trust what? If you're an atheist, trust what? Well, trust that whatever has happened to you, if you can, even if you're 18 years old, you can look back on your life and say, well, yeah, I wouldn't have chosen that challenge. But now that it's here, and of course there's a lot of time that's gone by, I understand, you know, that helped me in some way. I grew from that. I have more of a perspective. Thank you for that challenge, even though when you're in the middle of the storm, you may not want it. It may not feel good. It's called unwanted moments, unwanted thoughts. But know that all of those unwanted moments have a purpose, and they serve you. Let me get right to today's topic. Hold on a second. Well, let me just share this one. As soon as you're born, you're given a name, you're given a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying and defending that program. And I'm done with the program. I am eliminating the program left and right. You know, one of my biggest programs is responding. Responding to a statement that's made that I know that it's not the truth, and I have to respond. Well, you know what? That's all ego, and that's all a program. So my practice lately is not responding to a statement that I know isn't true. Oh, I have that. I'm talking about in my personal life, on the podcast. Oh no, I'm gonna call everybody on it. But in my personal life, I can let things go. It's my ego that doesn't want to let something go. Now, warning, Will Robinson, warning. How many of people know that television show? Oh, my goodness, I'm really dating myself. Well, I'm 67, but don't tell anybody. Warning, Will Robinson, warning. It was a show called Lost in Space, one of my favorite shows of all time when I was a youngster. Back to the show. I sure can get off on a tangent. Back to the show. Happiness, again, is a state of mind. It is a state in mind. It's a vibration. Let's talk about today's topic. Stars versus planets and happiness. What kind of title is that? What? Stars versus planets? Well, one of the things that is a ongoing practice, if you choose to, if you prioritize, if you make happiness a commitment, a number one commitment, number one, not number five, number two, number eight. In fact, let me ask you this question, and only you can answer. On a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? And again, I'm talking about an energy of contentment, not sometimes. Not when the sun is shining. I'm talking about vibrating contentment and inner peace all of the time. That's what I'm talking about. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is that in your life? And what's your definition of happiness? And who or what is subtracting from your happiness today? And are you as happy when faced with life's inevitable challenges? Most are not. But that's a program. That is a program. I had to look at the cats. What are they doing? Oh, they're scratching the pillow that has these little pearl things on them. Whatever, I can buy another pillow. So answer the question yes or no. Can other people hurt your feelings? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you know that that is a program. It's not your fault. You were taught that other people can hurt your feelings. You were taught that other people can offend you and other people can disappoint you. And in fact, let me give you the solution for this being disappointed. You want to get rid of your heartbreak and disappointment for the rest of your life? It's only one practice. No disappointment, no heartbreak for the rest of your life. You want to do that? Practice having zero, and when I say zero, I mean zero, expectations. Zero expectations. And in fact, I'm going to share a story. I was scheduled to be interviewed on Instagram Live. What is it? Sunday. Friday. Live, Instagram Live. Listen, I washed my hair. I curled my hair. I put a little lipstick on. You know, I was getting ready for the live show. And then, of course, I get a text. Well, the host is not feeling well, but I didn't have any expectations I was going to be interviewed in that day. I mean, I was acting and behaving that I was washing the hair, rolling the hair, putting a little lipstick on. What top am I going to wear? You know, nowadays all you have to be concerned with from the waist on up, actually the chest on up. How easy is that? But when I got the message that no, I'm not feeling well, we're going to postpone it till next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yours truly is going to be live on Instagram, and so it's okay because number one, it wasn't supposed to happen in the first place. The Instagram Live wasn't supposed to happen in the first place. Next moment. I'm being served in every moment. There are no disappointments. There are no heartbreaks when you have zero expectations. And that's a good place to start. Let's get back to these stars and planets. Which one are you? And let me give you some content. And again, if you want to speak with me live, area code 646-564-9619. And or if you're on Wisdom, you can just ask to join the show. But here we go. Planets. Planets are dependent on, let's just look at our solar system. The Earth is dependent on the Sun. Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus. I don't know why they got rid of Pluto. I liked having Pluto as a planet. But anyway, all of those planets are dependent on our sun for light, for growth, to stay in orbit. They're dependent. The planets are dependent on a sun or a star. Are suns and stars the same thing? Stars. Star. I think our sun is a star. A star. Dependent on a star. Now, when you are a star, you are self-contained. Stars don't depend on anything for their existence, for their survival. They are self-contained entities. Which one would you think, I mean, if you're going to choose planet or star, which one do you think is going to provide you with or expose you to more peace and contentment and happiness? If you are dependent on anything external for your internal state, just get ready to roller coaster up and down and up and down. So the practice is to be, an entity that is complete and whole. Now, of course, you're walking hand in hand with the universe too. You're walking hand in hand with the universe now when you're a star. Now, let me say this. I use the term universe. Some people don't like that word. Some people say God. Some people say source, higher power, all that there is. It doesn't matter to me what term you use. It really doesn't. I know that words can trigger. They can trigger. So use whatever word you want to use. I'm good. But back to the when you have a relationship, not when you have, but when you practice having a relationship with God, with the universe, with source, with higher, all there is, with a higher power. And again, I talked about atheists earlier. You don't have to believe in God. If you can still be your self-contained star. You follow me? But when you do believe and you do trust that there is another, that there is a higher, a creator, then that trust and that knowing is also another, how do I say this? Not roadmap, but it assists with you being a self-contained star. That means you are not dependent on anyone else to have you feel appreciation, to feel loved, to feel accepted, to feel whole, to feel balanced, to feel content. You don't need a planet. You don't need anything else to assist with that, with your personal energy. You don't need anything. I know this is a world of community. I mean, people need people. But on this particular topic, if you are dependent on anyone else, especially a human, if you are dependent on a human to aid or to be a plus with your with how you're feeling, just get ready and just know that sooner or later, that entity that you're dependent on may not be there for whatever reason, whether it's mental, whether it's death, whether it's I don't like you anymore. So that's the importance of being this self-contained star. You don't need to go out to get your heat, to get warmth. You don't need anything. Now, I get a lot of pushback when I say things like this. We need people. I get it. I'm not saying you don't need people to have a sense of community, but this is about your contentment. You don't need anybody to vibrate an energy of contentment. You don't need anyone to vibrate an energy of inner peace and happiness. There's nothing that you need out there. There's nothing that you need out there. Your inner peace, your contentment is your responsibility, your job, and it's all up to you. Now, I know the world teaches, the programmed world teaches. What is it? We are the world. We are the children. Okay, yes. If you're in a group, if you're a community, yes, of course, you can achieve a lot more than an individual. Well, actually, you know what? That's a program, so let me scratch that. But you know where I'm going with this. I'm talking about specifically focused on whether or not you prioritize this vibration of contentment. Because everybody doesn't think that this happiness, this contentment is important. Or when I ask you the question, how on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is happiness in your life? Some people say 5 and 8. 9-4-1. But when you decide, when you make a choice, when you choose that this contentment is number one, and I'm not saying not to do anything else, when you choose that this contentment is number one, guess what? Guess what? The next step is being self-contained star. And I have a few people in the queue. I'll get to you in just a second. Give me a couple minutes. The number, again, to call in to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. So either you are independent or you're dependent. Which do you think is going to bring more contentment? And if you disagree with me, that's okay too, because I don't need to be right anymore. That's another program. That's another addiction, the need to be right. No, you can be right. I just know I've got a lot of examples. And this self-contained star is so powerful. Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Powerful, meaning I'm not affected by anything out there. In fact, when you go into a dark room, pitch black dark room, and you turn on the light, what happens to the darkness? It disappears. So my challenge to you is to be that light. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, can affect your light. Nothing. I asked this other question. This is another analogy. I've got to come up with more examples. These are getting old. The one about is an elephant bothered by a gnat? Is an elephant bothered by a gnat? Well, one person said to me this week, well, yes, the gnat flies in his eye. If he's in his eye, he's bothered. Nah. A gnat on an elephant's back. That's what I'm going to do. A gnat on an elephant's back. Elephant isn't bothered by a gnat. So it's up to you, my dear audience. It's up to you to grow, to expand so big. You're not going to be affected by a gnat. Ain't nothing wrong with the gnat, but I'm sorry. I'm sorry, gnat. You don't have... a gnat and a star? Come on. Let me go right to the caller. Hold on a second. Area code. Let me push this button, click on that, push this. Oh, I can't wait till I have my own crew. Where is that coming, universe? Where are my people to produce this show? Give me some good equipment, and then I want everything on audio. Hold on. I mean on video. Hold on a second. Area code 604, area code 604, you are live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
I'm Charlene, thank you.
Charlene, pleasure to meet you. Thank you for joining. You have a question or a comment?
I do have a question. It's kind of complicated, so I'm not sure. Best way to work. My son is in a lot of trouble. It's impacting
How old is
many,
he?
Many people. He's 28.
How old is he? Okay.
He's 28. What I'm hoping is the person who's created this for him is exposed. I mean, he's partially responsible, of course, as well. But my belief is he was lured and provoked and taken advantage of because he has a brain injury. And then as well that he's just able to be able to get home soon and, you know, be able to get on with his life.
I understand totally. Do you have you only have one son?
I do.
And so do I. May I give you my perspective? May I give you my perspective
Yes.
for on this one, please?
Yes.
Especially since he's 28. My son is 38. So that makes me 67, but please don't tell anyone. Please, Charmin, don't tell. Okay, so let me give
you
my
I have age issues. I get it.
No, you know what? I could care less. I'm just saying that as a joke. I used to, but I could care less about what anybody thinks about who I am or how old I am or how – none of it anymore. Because if I did, then guess what? That's going to be subtracting from my peace and my happiness, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There you go. Okay, so let me share a really quick story. And this was when my son was – and I really don't share this story that often, but I'm an open book here. He was in his 20s. He was in his 20s, maybe early 20s. Yeah, it may have been early 20s, 21 or 22. And so, okay, let me start a little bit earlier than that. When my son was in junior high, and I'll make it quick. When my son was in junior high, he signed my name on his report card. And the reason why he signed my name on his report card is because he couldn't come to me. He couldn't come to me. I was one of these, you know, mothers, my way or the highway, iron, you know, I raised, I'm just not the same person. I was a very strict, ruled, and so he knew that he couldn't come to me because I think he got a D, that I would say something. But what he didn't know is, especially with these grades, I was raised in a house where grades were very important, and if you didn't get an A, I had a problem. If I got a B plus, I had a problem. So that's the kind of house I was raised in, and I was determined not to raise him in that house. And I'm going to get to you in just a second. It's just a little bit of a background.
Okay.
I was determined to raise him not like that. So I didn't care what grades he got. He didn't know it, but I didn't care if he got A's or he got C's or he got D's. I wasn't going to be on him for a grade, but for whatever reason, he signed my name. And my best friend, who was a guest on the show last week, he told me, he said, "That's your fault. That's your fault because he can't come to you." So since that day, I said, in fact, that was the beginning of my wanting to be different, wanting to grow, wanting to expand, because I don't know about you, but I couldn't go to my parents with anything. I couldn't go to my parents with anything serious. Hell no. So now, from junior high all the way up to the 20s, now this kid thinks he can come to me with anything. And so in his early 20s, he said, "Mom," he calls me and he says, "Mom, I just tried crystal meth." And I said to him, "This kid can come to me and tell me that he tried crystal meth?" And I said to him, I just said one thing. I said, "Was that your idea or was that someone else's idea?" And he said, "Someone else." And I said, "I just want to let you know that that person, whoever said that, is not your friend." And I let it go. And one of the reasons why, so now we're going to jump to your son. One of the reasons, one of the practices I do, and I know it's hard being an only son, a mom, I promise you I get it, but my son is not my son. My son is the universe's son. My son is the universe's child. It's the universe's responsibility. I have to practice letting go of all of the stuff, I'm going to say it, all of the shit that he is going through. I'm just here when he needs to ask questions or he needs to listen to. And this thing about worrying, my dear mom, my dear Charlene, my dear mom, I talked about it earlier. I don't know if you heard me, but there's only two reasons why people worry, and especially when you're worried about a child. And I know that it's not easy, and I'm speaking very forcefully only because it's the truth. That the only reason why people worry is, number one, is the program to worry. So you were taught to worry, and I know he's the only one, the only child, your only son. The second thing is trust. So my question to you, Mom, is do you trust that whatever he is experiencing, I know it sucks, I know it's horrible. I know you wish it was different, all of that. But do you trust that whatever journey he is going through and going and experiencing and on is serving him, even though it's horrible? Do you trust that?
Yes.
Okay. I heard your yeah. I felt a little bit of chill in my body because I can feel people when they speak, and I had a little bit of chill. So you said, yeah, there's a little trust there. But I mean trust.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing, the other practice, and this is going to be a tough one. Put your seatbelt on. This is going to be a tough one. One of the things I talk about, these program behaviors that subtract from your happiness, is staying out of somebody else's business.
Right.
You're in his business.
Say that
right?
again, please.
You're in his business.
I am. It is fairly complicated, though. I have, at the moment, it has really impacted my life personally, simply because I now have a full-time five-year-old also. And I've got a lot of other things going on as well, right? So, not to mention just being concerned, but financially, I'm having to pick up a lot of slack while he's not able to help things. So, and I'm not trying to justify my panic because he's my son. And, you know, obviously, and on an energetic level, I've got good comprehension of the reasons, all the other parts. Unfortunately, the situation with him is he's somewhat being targeted, and he's created this. I take ownership in my part as being his steward, I guess. It's just a good way, and thank you for reminding me of that, that we... people are in their own journey. It's the, and I know no matter what, it's all going to end. It's just in the meantime, and it's a lot of impact on me, as I said, personally.
And so when you say impact on you, and I'm feeling all of it. I understand. I promise you, I do. Impact on you. What can you do right now? What can you do today? What can you do after we end this conversation to shift something and then take something? Can you take something off of your plate? Is there one thing you can take off your plate, even if it's just the focus? See, this is the thing. Here we go. This is another practice. What's really causing? Well, I don't know all of this. This is my perspective. What causes suffering is the thoughts and the stories about what is happening.
I agree.
Is it possible that you can have a conversation with your ego and say, your ego, I hear all the doom and the gloom and the fear, and I don't want this to happen, and I know you just want what's best. But guess what? The universe knows what's best. For you and the son.
Yeah, I think the confident expectation, because I do understand energy well, and that's probably what I can do. And that's thank you. It's true. Just focus on the trust first of all, and just get busy fixing on whatever it is, whether it's getting the dust out of that corner, or whatever it is.
Yes, and then just practice trusting more and surrendering. You know what? You're doing a lot of resisting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
the whole resisting, I know, it doesn't work ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the conversation with the universe or God or whatever you want to call it, oh, my goodness, this is horrible. I don't even want to say this to you. I really don't want to say this, but I have to. Have you gone through a place of acceptance? Because the first order of is acceptance. I mean, total acceptance of where you are and where he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
And surrender and then letting it go.
I can't say I've let it go yet. I have surrendered. Definitely. Yeah, it's It's been a lot, and that's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah. And so this journey, and how long has all of this been going on? How long? Year, 2 years, 3 years?
It's kind of bizarre because I believe actually karmically it's a lot to do with his life path, just because of the everything from his arriving, arriving. I'm speaking inception forward.
Yeah.
It's been literally. It's like it's been his life path. Mm-hmm. There's many things that have happened that I've tried to direct things in a different way, and obviously as a mom I have guided to the best of my ability on a lot of things, however there's something. I think that old fable about or fairy tale, I'm not sure which one is the right one, Sleeping Beauty, you're trying to avoid something from happening, and no matter what you try to do, there are things that it's just that's the path of the person with what they're going to experience, and they have to do it. You can try and make it gentler, but it's going to happen.
That's right. And quite frankly, you can't do anything. So see, this is something else. You're trying to control something that is uncontrollable.
Right.
And talk about program behavior, this trying to program something outside of self. So we have, let's list them all. Expectations, being in someone else's business, trying to control, all of that resisting, thinking that and not trusting that he needs to experience all of it.
Right.
And it's not easy. I say it like it's easy, but I promise you I know that it's not. I do. I don't know how else to deliver a message other than like this, because there are a lot of people that deliver it nice and soft, but I'm just not one of those. So, but you already know all of this. I think all we're doing is now is a reminder.
Right.
And I hear that, little 5-year-old. And so this is the other thing. Now you are an example to that youngster, the baby, the 5-year-old. You're an example of how to trust, how to let go, how to practice acceptance, how to let go of the illusion of trying to control. And see, this is
right.
The other thing. Let me say this. This ego. There's two entities that live in my head. It's the ego with all, there's something wrong here. This moment needs to be different. I don't like this moment, unwanted, all of it. But you know what, ego, I'm not listening to your stories. I'm not focusing on, I'm not giving any power to any story in my head that's authored by the ego. Not one. So your homework assignment is to witness the story as opposed to giving them any kind of power. Witness the thought. I don't believe that story. I don't believe it. And see, and another thing you're doing future fear. You're having fear in the future.
Right.
In the present moment.
Right.
Worrying.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got this. All it was a reminder. And listen, you can call every week or any way you want to contact me. I'm here.
Thank you.
I really mean that. I mean this is my purpose, is to share what I've learned about this thing called happiness and the worst of the situations. I've heard the worst. Trust me on this. I've heard the worst stories.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is reminding people of the truth, is that whatever journey, whatever is happening, it's supposed to be happening. It's supposed
right.
to be happening. And quite frankly, all of the focus on the 28-year-old takes away focus from you, your present moment, and also sharing what to teach to that youngster, that baby.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Deep
right, well,
breath.
Thank you.
Deep breath
so much.
Out.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you so much, and I'm really getting chilled up. I really appreciate you. I really do. Call anytime. Contact me anywhere. I'm available. This is what I do. This is my purpose here. 45
okay.
years
well,
of studying
you.
This shit. 45 years. And you know what?
Yeah.
Don't take what's happening to your son so personally. And tell the universe, you know, sometimes I tell the universe, F you, universe, F you. And I don't say F.
Yeah. Well, some people say it's forgotten uncarnal knowledge, which is a pretty good acronym for it, right?
Oh, no, I'd rather the other one. Oh, this is another thing I want to...
No, well, that's all it's saying. So when you're saying that, it's kind of like, I've got another one, POC, which is Point of Creation, right? And it's acronyms are lovely. They're lovely.
Let me say something else to you. It just came to me. You know what I would like? I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Because I don't believe you're not doing enough of this. You ready?
Okay.
Laughing.
Yes. Yeah,
put
agreed.
It on your list of things to do every single day. I mean, every day. Put it on your list. Laugh, dance, music. Oh, you know the other thing, now that I have you on, you know the other thing that the other, I mentioned that this book, Program for Unhappiness, I'm up to 54 program behaviors. I can't wait to tell you, but I got to set it up. I'm up to 54 program behaviors that subtract from happiness. Two of those behaviors are, here we go, and you got this in spades, thinking something is important and thinking something is serious.
Great.
That energy of this is important, and that energy of this is serious, and this is on level three now. The program behaviors, this is one of the top levels. This is really a concept that's not too easily embraced. Life, death, health, that's serious. No, it's not.
It is. It is. I know, like, a few years ago, he was in a catastrophic accident, and one of the things that I've commented through all of this recent one is there's no dead, nobody's dead, and there's no comas. So, you know, there is that. So, and I do keep those things in perspective, for sure, and
yeah.
They are good ones. Being present
yeah.
in the moment and counting the blessings, because energy expounds, right? So,
yeah.
And that's, I guess, one of the reasons I get concerned on the fears. But, I do need
well, because
to,
lack of trust. So let's start trusting more.
Yeah.
Let's start practicing trusting more. And see,
great.
Whatever
thank
you're doing, you got that little one? You got that little one?
Mm-hmm.
You're the example of teaching that little one how to trust during the
yeah.
most, yeah. So let's focus on that. This not and because those you know those you know that little one can feel your energy.
Oh yes, he's quite the little canary. It's,
so there we go.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah. Lovely. Well, I genuinely appreciate your time and your insights. So thank you and good reminders. Really good reminders.
Yeah. And
I will
again,
work hard at laughing. I will work hard
yes.
at laughing
yes.
out loud,
and,
good,
and
genuine belly laughs. So thank you.
Yeah, and laugh so hard and so long that you pee on yourself.
I'll Promise? Give you a good giggle for it. The other day I was in a metaphysical store, and there was this alien-type thing holding a saucer open up like a bowl. And he looks at it, he's like, he says, that's where the other half of the moon is. Because I saw just the half moon out the window the other day.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cute. It was very cute.
Yeah. So see how your energy is shifting with lightness and laughter and all that? So you're responsible for being light. You get that young?
Yes, yes.
Good job, Mom.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, dear. I do truly appreciate it. He's going to just follow me around till
I appreciate you, too, and I appreciate your openness and your honesty. I love that. I really do. Anytime, connect with me anytime. You know, and see, I'm getting chills now. What a great, great contribution. See, we are more alike than we are different. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what color you are. I don't care your background, your culture. I could care less. We all have the same searching for, feeling, wanting to feel, whatever, that connectedness. Connectedness, yes. And Mom here, wherever she's in the States, same Mom over there in Zimbabwe. Same, who knows? I don't even know where Zimbabwe. That was a horrible example. Scratch that. But more of the same. And this applies to all of us. When I say happiness is a practice skill, trust me, I'm practicing too. I've just been practicing for 45 years. So let me give you a quick list of the things, the program behaviors that subtract from happiness, which are blaming anyone or your circumstances for how you feel, comparing yourself to others. This is a tough one. This is level 3, giving power to words. Noticing what someone else is doing. I don't even care if they're your twin sister. I don't care if they're twin sister and they're stuck on the hip. Noticing what someone else is doing. Taking anything seriously. Thinking anything is important. Life is an experience without the judgment. See, oh, I forgot to say, Mom, you're still listening? Judgment. Putting a judgment on the situation that this is not supposed to be happening, this is bad, this is serious. You used the word while we were talking. I didn't call you on it, but you said catastrophic. See, all of these words, the word alone doesn't have the power, but the energy behind it. I don't use labels for anything. Oh, this was horrible, unfortunate, catastrophic. Terrible. I don't use labels. It's an experience because all labels require a judgment. So another practice is stop labeling these challenges. It's just what's happening. But the label that it's just try it. I'm not saying that I have all the answers. All I'm saying is this is what I practice, and if you resonate. If it feels like it's a fit for you, good. But also practice letting go of these labels. Who's the one? You know, these labels are so tricky. Oh, the labels, these man-made labels. Having expectations, having an attachment. This is another thing I'm going to have to say to Mom. It's going to sound crazy. I only have one son, but I am not attached to that kid. I'm not attached to him at all. He's in New York now. I'm taking care of his cats, but I'm not attached. And when I detached from him, I was able to love on a totally different level. When I detach from him, the love comes. The love is a universal love. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to call. He doesn't have to check in. He doesn't have to do anything. The universe, I said this earlier, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. This detachment from others, from people, only gives more freedom to love, detachment, having a preference. Oh, here we go. Mom, this is another one, having a preference. I prefer that this life looks like, that my son's life looks like this. No, I prefer, obviously, the universe wants his life to look and go exactly the way it's going, and I don't have a preference. Let me go back to me. I don't have a preference of how my son's life is supposed to look. No, it's not my job. I don't have a preference. Whatever he's experiencing, whatever my son is experiencing, and whatever your son is experiencing, is the perfect experience. Who am I to say, oh, no, I don't want that to happen? No. In fact, oh, this is another story. My poor kid, I think he was in his, probably around the same time, got arrested. He got arrested, thrown in jail. He was driving, and they found marijuana on him. Now, no, my son is not a druggie. This was in his early age. But if he was a druggie, he's a druggie. What? So in his earlier stage, he got arrested for having marijuana on in the car. And so he went to jail for one night in Nevada. He didn't call me. he called his grandmother. But that jail experience was one of the, we talk about it and we laugh about it, was one of the best experiences that he had. In fact, all of the experiences, when you step back, and you trust and you just surrender and give up all control to the universe, all control. I'm giving up. I don't have any preferences. I mean, I used to. But see, having a preference, any kind of preference, subtracts from my happiness, subtracts from my energy of contentment, having any preference. So I'm done with the preference. And now that football season is coming, I can't even prefer a certain team. No, it's a whole scene, man. It's a whole scene. Whew. Now, does anyone, now the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1. And if you would like to join the conversation on wisdom, if not, I'm going to wrap up the show. And again, let me go back to to what we were talking about before Charlene called in, is that stars versus planets. And when you are a star, you are self-contained. That means you are responsible for everything. I'm talking about your internal state. All of it. All of it. And when you are a planet, you are dependent on something else outside of yourself. And that doesn't last. Not only doesn't last, you can't sustain it. What happens is you're gonna walk into a wall, bump into a wall one of these days. One of these days. So being a self-contained entity, you are a star. Unless you don't want the responsibility. And you want, I could be a planet. I need something else. I need someone else. I need a situation to manifest. I need something to manifest. Okay. Good luck with that. Oh, I'm so mean. How can a happiness specialist be so mean? Wee. All right. Great, 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 great show. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn page. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I am going to be live. Well, who knows? I'm scheduled to be live this Friday at 5 o'clock. And then you could see my mug in action. YouTube channel, Work in Progress, and my website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Whew. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon, and the book that I'm writing now is going to be out as soon as it's edited, as soon as I finish the last couple of days, just give me 2 more days. I really want to have a section that says, the biggest lies told about, I don't know how to word it yet, the biggest lies told about happiness. Something, I'm going to word it differently, but yeah, lies about happiness. Anyway, until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing, Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting who you are, where you are in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. That's a quote from Abraham. That's my favorite quote. That's the only quote that I quote other than my quotes. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Remember, happiness is a practice skill. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?